get seen whereby somebody does watch him.
The Bordersley Community Centre in Birmingham, the heart of the city's Asian population. The government's reaching out to people who could potentially be at risk of forced marriage at some point and groups who work with vulnerable people. Not only are Home Office officials touring Britain, cities like Cardiff, Leeds and London, they're also preparing to implement a radical change of the law.
My name's Jeremy Brown and I'm a Home Office Minister. It is an issue, it is a problem. Just because we haven't legislated on it in the past isn't a reason not to legislate on it now.
This minister's in charge of the change, which for the first time could mean children pressing criminal charges against their parents if they're being forced into marriage.
We don't accept forced marriage. It's not got a legitimate place in our society. Also, of course, it would mean that we could prosecute people who deliberately coerced their daughter or their niece into a forced marriage, and we feel that that's the right power to have.
It's not known exactly how many people suffer with forced marriage. The helpline assisted almost 1,500 people last year, but everyone agrees the problem's probably bigger than the authorities are aware of.
It was just a very, very bad, violent marriage. Physical, sexual, mental, verbal abuse. I was treated like a slave. From a young girl that had so much confidence, I became this person that was just trapped in a bubble and I had nowhere to go.
Typically, parents tell their children they're about to go on holiday abroad. The reality is very different. That's what happened to Abby.
I was absolutely devastated because I had no idea that was their intention. Being a 17-year-old, thinking you're going away on holiday, on a family holiday, to be told that you're not going back with them and you're going to be left somewhere where you're going to be forced into a marriage was really, really traumatic.
It's exactly that kind of situation the government's trying to prevent. This change in the law is another layer of protection for people to use. Here's Jeremy Brown again.
I just don't think it's possible to say everybody is free to live lives as they see fit and to marry who they see fit. Apart from some people, we're willing to turn a blind eye in their case. I don't think that is an honourable position for the government to take.
Back in Birmingham, people are reassured to hear of plans to boost their rights and the support that's there for anyone who's at risk.
Yeah, I think it would be a huge deterrent because a lot of people don't want to go to prison and that will scare them.
They can't get away with it, and at the end of the day there is law behind them. They feel protected. It empowers them.
Forced marriage is a really complex issue. Recently the authorities have intervened in a case where a woman was moved from London to the northeast of England to rebuild her life. She was traced by a relative who accessed her benefits records. Also a girl who called a taxi to take her to a refuge, but it was a family friend behind the wheel. He drove round the block and returned her home. This change to the law would be the government's biggest weapon in the fight against forced marriage, though. Here's Abby again.
I've just rebuilt my life, really. Went back to education, got my A-levels, almost finished my degree, which I'm doing part-time. There is a lot of help and support out there. Don't suffer in silence.